I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. We live in uncertain times. Fear of the unknown corrodes our sense of living well and thrives on our feelings of being out of control. There is a story that's often told about a little girl who anxiously tugged at her mother's dress with fear dancing in her big eyes during a horrendous thunderstorm. Tornado warnings flashed on the television screen while her father gathered emergency items, preparing for the worst. Her petite hands had a stranglehold on a barely clothed doll. Over and over, she shouted her question over the roar of the wind and driving rain pelting the thin roof of their home. Her mother tried to ignore the frantic question. She was racing around their small home, gathering the family's treasures. They barely had enough time to drag both child and heirlooms into the storm cellar before the storm hit. The family waited in silence. They huddled together, listening as the storm moved over them like a speeding freight train. "Mother, mother," the child said again, "I want to know right now, what is God doing during the storm?" The mother replied, "God is making the morning." The mother gave her daughter a thought to hold on to during the storm. God is working on the future. Watching and waiting during a storm triggers fears, stress, and anxiety, whether the storm is physical, mental, or emotional. Many times, people and events stir up the atmosphere, producing contrary winds with or without our assistance. Saul's jealousy brewed a storm for young David. Joseph's brother brewed his storm, ending with his being sold to a passing caravan. The woman caught in adultery storm ended when Jesus told her to go and sin no more. Storms may rearrange our personal and spiritual landscapes without permission. It can sweep clean the environment with frightening violence, uprooting, breaking down, and breaking in. When the storm passes over, the sun shines on a new set of realities. Storms can be painful. Just like the little girl, we need to ask questions. Job asked, "Why did I not perish at birth and die as I came from the womb?" Moses asked God who he should tell Pharaoh sent him. David asked, "How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever?" Jesus asked God why he had been forsaken. Answers may come through human instruments like a mother who is an experienced storm survivor. Or the answers may come when you study the Word of God, or by divine impartation. God whispers in your ear while you're in prayer. They can shed light, reshaping our perception of the present and helping us endure the storms until the new emerges in the future. No one knows the table of contents for tomorrow, but thank God, we know that God is in charge of the manuscript. Weeping may endure for the night, but God is getting ready the joy that comes in the morning. What is God doing now? God is working on the future. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this has been your wake-up call.